It's the UEFA Champions League on Paramount Plus. Europe's top club soccer tournament. Champions versus champions. The best teams facing off in the knockout rounds.
Magnificent!
And it all takes place
while you're filling out financial reports at work. In the middle of your day, in the middle of your week. So use that second screen. Call in sick. Do whatever you gotta do to tune in Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Nobody watches the UEFA Champions League like us. Stream every match live exclusively on Paramount Plus.
What's good, everybody? Welcome into the Early Edge in 5 storylines and best bets for game number 4 tonight in the Western Conference Finals, the Warriors and the Mavs. And like Brat says, don't forget to smash that like button. This is still part of the brand. Couldn't have said it any better myself. Let's bring in the stars of the show. We have no time to waste. Zach Attack, Prop Stars is here. Let's get right into our storylines. And let's start with you, Alex, because the Mavs are down 0-3 for a reason. What is it?
Yeah, they are indeed. Despite good performances from Luka, Jalen Brunson, Spencer Dinwiddie, they've all played well in this series, but it's the other Mavericks role players that have come up short, especially in Game 3. Reggie Bullock and Maxi Kleber combined to shoot 0 of 15 from the field, 0 of 12 from 3. They finished with a combined 0 points despite playing 65 total minutes combined. Dorian Finney-Smith is only averaging 8 points in this series. If the Mavs want to avoid getting swept tonight, they're going to need these guys to step up to get a win tonight in Dallas.
Oh, you said that magic word, sweep. Zach Attack, what do you have?
Well, the Warriors are going for their first sweep since the Western Conference Final 3 years ago, and it's a bit of deja vu. In that series against Portland, they trailed by 17 points in Game 2, came back and won. Game 3, very similar final score to what we saw in Game 3 of Dallas, 110-99, the final score in that one. The Warriors-Dallas, 109-100. Game 4 against Portland Trailblazers was a 2-point overtime victory.
Oh, I like it. I like deja vu. It's something all over again. You know what I'm talking about. All right, let's get into our board for the day. Now, Alex, I want to wait for that same game parlay till the end because you pounded it yesterday for plus 400. But give me your straight play first, sir.
Yeah, we're going Luka Doncic, coach, under 17.5 combined rebounds and assists. Luka's had 14, 13, and 11 in the 3 prior games in this series. He's been held under this total in 8 of 13 playoff games this year, averaging only 15.7 combined rebounds and assists in these playoffs. I expect him to be aggressive scoring tonight to keep up with this Warriors team. That's why I like fading under 17.5 rebounds and assists.
Love this, but there's got to be one name on the Dallas side that's going to score something tonight. Zach, who is it?
And on the morning show, I did mention the Warriors. I like them, but for this show, I like Dorian Finney-Smith over 10.5 points. Last time I touched his player prop was 7 games ago against the Phoenix Suns, in which he scored 24 points. Alex mentioned it. He's been right on the cusp of this number, only averaging 8 points in single digits each of the last 6 games, except one game he scored 10 points. I think he's overdue. He's got to take more shots. He's getting a lot of minutes. He's averaging 39 minutes over the last 3 games, including 42 in the last 2. Take the over 10.5.
I like it a lot. Not my name. Watch it for the first time. Welcome to Early Edge in 5. Time for me. We're going to cash 3 big tickets tonight. Last night, I was solid. I was 3 out of 4 last night. But tonight, we're going to go with these 3. Kevin Looney, over 9.5 rebounds. He went north of 10 in the last game, and I feel like his confidence is getting bigger, growing. We love this play. He's going to be aggressive to go over 10. Then Andrew Wiggins going to have another big night. We got 2 plays with him over 16.5 points. We know he went way over this number, but I also like his PAR, points, rebounds, and assists, over 24.5. I think he could get there just with the points, but we know he likes to distribute. He's an animal on the glass, so I love all 3 of these plays. All right, now I told you yesterday, plus 400, same game parlay. So I told Alex, I need another one, just like yesterday. Bring us home.
Let's go plus 425 with this one, coach. First up, we've got Steph Curry, under 7.5 rebounds. Jalen Brunson to make at least 2 3-pointers. 2 will give us a cash. Mavericks team total under 116 points. Warriors team total over 103 points. Put that together, we get plus 425 odds.
Oh, I love it. Throwing Steph Curry in there with his under rebounds just for a little taste there. Plus 425. Let's bang that tonight. I love it. All right. Now, grab your paper, grab your pencil. Here is the recap courtesy of AB on the ones and the 2. Luka, we're going under. Dorian, we're going over. Me, 3 overs. Over Looney, over Wiggins, over Wiggins. And then from the morning show, we have Warriors because Zach is on that. I love that play. They will sweep tonight. I can't believe we're getting a point. I cannot believe. We're also on the under 215.5 from the morning show as well. So plenty of best bets across the board. So there's only one thing left to do, and you know, I believe you all know what that is. You've got your marching orders. Let's take all of these early edge and five tickets straight to the pay window. For my entire crew, love them all. Zach Attack, Prop Stars, AB on the ones and the twos. I am the coach. We're here in the morning and then in the afternoon and evening when it makes sense. Tell all your friends there's only one place you need to be. We like to call it the early edge. Good luck.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.